This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know him as a Super Bowl winning head coach. He is now a relatively local guy down yonder in Columbus with his family. Brian Billick joins us on the Fan Hotline, courtesy of X-Tech Equipment, the great shoulder pads. Brian, welcome to the show, sir.
Good afternoon.
Well, it's great to have you here, as always. I'll start here. We've got now six quarterbacks in the quarterback room, five of whom have had a chance to play or could play, hypothetically, in the preseason. What's the most amount of quarterbacks you've had in a quarterback room at any given time?
Well, there'll some say I've never had a quarterback in the quarterback room. That was part of my problem. Boy, that's a lot. That's a lot. I don't know how, you know, and they're all good guys, all good players. I don't know how you get enough looks and snaps during the course of a training camp. You know, certainly they know about some of these guys, Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, Tyler Huntley has a track record, even Kenny Pickett. But how you rotate, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. Get them through training camp, give them a legitimate look, and let alone how you're going to play them in the preseason game.
Yeah, it's been tough, and obviously there's been injuries, so it's kind of helped that as far as for getting reps and getting people in there and giving them opportunities. Obviously, Dylan Gabriel's playing tomorrow. At least that's the expectation. But I want to ask you about what you thought about Shador and how Friday night went for him and maybe the prospects of getting him some run later on this year.
Yeah, it was impressive. I thought he, you know, first time out of the gate and looked good. Looked like he was in control. It looked like it wasn't too big for him. That's really what you're looking for, particularly with young players. No matter where you draft them, does the game look a little big for them this early on? And it's certainly different. Didn't against Carolina for him. You'll be looking for the same thing out of Dylan Gabriel, obviously, this weekend. And that's a good sign. And you saw all of what Shador could do in terms of the on-the-spot throws, the big plays down the field, just enough running, obviously, to augment what you're doing. The two touchdown passes, I don't think you could have scripted a better start for him.
Brian, you know, fans get excited about that. We, the media, get excited about that. From a team perspective, I know joint practices are all the rage. Teams, I know Kevin Stefanski really values those as well. You maybe make a case he values those more than he does the preseason games. When you see a young guy who goes from fourth guy on the depth chart to starting that first preseason game, how much weight does that carry in your evaluation and how much more you're willing to give him in a quarterback battle?
Well, there's got to be a reason for it. And I don't think they're alone in terms of – I think all the teams really value those head-to-head competitions because in, you know, obviously the preseason games, with the limited snaps that you have, and number one job in preseason is to look at all your young players. There's other things you want to get done in terms of the veteran, getting the play in time, maybe try a few new things out. But job one is you want to get a look at everybody because you don't want to let a good young player leave your team, walk out of that door when it comes down to the final cut, simply because you haven't had a chance to look at him enough or because maybe he didn't look as good as he's going to be because it is new and there's a lot going on. So, yeah, and when you talk about this quarterback room, I got a feeling the coaches kind of know how this is going to go down and are orchestrating it the way they think it's going to go down. because that's a lot of quarterbacks. Like we said, this you try to get through it, and the one-on-one matchups that you have with the teams outside of the preseason games. The reason coaches coveted that is because you can control a little bit more. You can control the reps and what you specifically want to look at with each quarterback. So, you know, everybody values those practices they have against other teams.
How much gas do you think Joe Flacco has left in the tank?
At this point and his age, Joe has such an even temperament about it. He's in great shape. To fill the role that they're asking him at 40 years old to be there if you need him, as opposed to, okay, could he go, 17 games and carry the load? I'm sure he could, but I don't know that that's particularly his role. And you know what you've got. It's quantifiable, and you know that if you've got to put him in, if he's got to go in during the course of game or stretch of games, he's going to be able to deliver. So I think there's a lot left there, particularly with the role that you're going to ask him to play.
Brian, I think a fair amount of people are expecting Joe to be the week one starter, and there's some idea here that this could be a year where, I know most years the Browns try to plan on playing one quarterback and end up playing four, but this might be the year where there are logical points in the season where Joe gives way to either Kenny Pickett or one of the young quarterbacks, and potentially early in the season, if you're a coach, and the locker room kind of understands that could be a significant possibility, how do you keep the band together and instead of, guys starting to think about themselves when you don't have that kind of week, 18-week clarity at quarterback?
Yeah, it's really tough because from my perspective, and I love Joe Flacco and what he's done and the pedigree he has and what he'll bring to it. Again, how good do the Browns think they are this year? But when you start that older guy, when you've got some good young quarterbacks and good young talent on the team, it's kind of like, it's the same conversation we have every year when you take a first-round quarterback. And when is he going to play? I'm an advocate that you got to play right away. Because at the end of the day, they all do get in. And so it's kind of like, okay, you put the veteran in, and then you're just waiting for them to fail. Or you're waiting for that tough spot where now you've got to make the change for other reasons. And then is the team waiting for that now? Unless they really think, no, Joe's going to be the guy and we're going to be good enough defensively and the other assets we brought on that we're going to challenge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Particularly in a division, that's pretty darn good. I mean, when you rank the divisions around the NFL, it really is, okay, how do you rank quarterbacks? And when you're in divisions that's got Burrow, that's got in Baltimore, Jackson, I mean, and now, oh, by the way, we'll see how he plays, but Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, that's a pretty good division. So, unless you buy into it, I can't imagine Kevin Stefanski thinks of it this way, because obviously, like every coach, he's on a hot seat. You got to win. Do they really think, no, we're good enough with Joe Flacco at quarterback, as opposed to going, well, you know what, we're going to develop this young quarterback? Well, not if my butt's on the line this year and I got to win now. Developing those guys, I'm just developing them for somebody else. So that may be the attitude they have going in.
Brian Billick on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and Jonathan. So if you look at it, it's not just the quarterback room that appears to be one of the lesser in the NFL. You know, there are doubts about the running game. There are doubts about pass catchers. There's doubts about just the O-line. And we're talking any semblance of age, injury, talent level. Because the quarterback room has a certain ceiling to it, what's the most important thing to get a right around that quarterback to give them a chance to succeed this year?
Well, if you're talking about to develop a quarterback versus what's the best combination to put around a quarterback so that we can win games with the good defense that they have, you know, and let's just call it an uncertainty at the quarterback position, that obviously the running game and the offensive line are going to be a premium. You know, you're going to ask your quarterback to be on a pitch count of maybe 30, 35 throws tops, because you're not going to win a lot of games just by the nature of the fact that your defense is so good and can keep you in games and hopefully not let teams run away with it, that you can stay in games, stay close in games, keep those margins tight. So the running game and the offensive line are going to be absolutely huge, because you don't want to put the game on a 45, 50-throw quarterback day.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So many people throughout camp have brought up Myles Garrett just taking it to another level. He got paid this summer, obviously. There was a lot of back and forth about wanting to be traded and wanting to go to a different team, but ultimately he's here and he got his money. Mason Graham was taken fifth overall, and a lot of people look at it like, well, it's going to be great for Mason Graham that Myles Garrett's on the line. Is there any way we can look at it like maybe this is also going to be a really good thing for Myles Garrett as well, and maybe he could have one of the most explosive years we've ever seen from Myles?
Oh, gosh, anytime you put another presence on that defensive line is huge, because you know day one that every offense that's going to play the Browns, your protection scheme goes, okay, where's Myles Garrett? Everything, whether it's chipping the tight end, whether it's turning the line that way, whether it's using the back, everything has to count for Myles Garrett. So that allows a good young talent, indeed Mason Graham, can step up and have that impact. He's going to get the one-on-one matchups. So that at some point, if they do have to account for him, it's just going to open up for Myles Garrett. So, yeah, having that counterbalance on the offensive line, someone to Myles Garrett, is huge.
Brian, looking to the quarterback position now, there are just so many darn good quarterbacks right now. You're still a coach at heart. What quarterback right now would you most like to coach and work with in the NFL?
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough one, because I think we're deeper in great quarterback play than we ever have been in the history of the NFL, just in terms of the number of guys. And obviously the top, we already talked about, in Kansas City and Mahomes and whether it's Josh Allen, there's just so many good. Joe Burrow, who I think is as good as anybody in the National Football League. It's a good place to be in terms of there's a lot of really good quarterbacks, and there's some good young quarterbacks working their way up as well. You know, Mahomes is just so unique, truly unique from a coaching standpoint. Yeah. You'd love to have that kind of talent, just because of the raw material that you have. A guy like Joe Burrow as a coach, you really covet, because that's something you can, it's like a Drew Brees. It's something you can really work with in terms of programming and putting something around him, as opposed and not that it's a bad thing to have, but when you have a quarterback with just the sheer physical talent that can do some things like in Baltimore, that's great. And you just let him play his game and go. But to be able to work with and really orchestrate an offense around a quarterback like Joe Burrow, that would be fun.
All right, Coach, we have you here courtesy of X-Tech Equipment. What can you tell us about your work with them?
Well, we're 14 years into it, and it's the number one pad in all of football. And very proud of what they've been able to do. It's the next iteration in technology, and all the top players are in it. The Josh Allens, Justin Jefferson, Fred Warner, the top colleges, whether it's Oregon, USC, Penn State, the top high school programs. We're coming into the youth market beginning next year. It's been really gratifying to see. Parents are getting involved. They're going to xtechpads.com. And they're recognizing that the quality of the pad, and they're basically form-fitted now. We've got 14 years of data to wrap these pads around the players based on their age, their playing experience, their injury history, their height, their weight, their position. Like everything in technology today, it's very, very much driven towards the individuality. It's the best pad in football. It's the pads we need to have on our young people in this great game.
Brian, great stuff as always. Appreciate your time, and have a lovely weekend.
All right, you too.
Brian Billick there on the Fan Hotline. Great stuff with him. We'll react to what he had to say. And we do have to get into the most under-talked about Brown storyline as a big one in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.